The 2022 Hard Red Winter Wheat Crop hanging on for now, but needing rain. We sat down with Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, and talked about where we are on this 2022 crop.
So, you know, we did get some snow last week in certain parts of the state. Certainly has helped us in areas of central Oklahoma. There are areas of central Oklahoma that did not hardly receive any moisture at all. And so just talking with producers across the state, we really kind of have a mixed bag of what we're seeing out there, depending on planting date, management systems, if producers are grazing grain operations, or if they're just growing for the wheat crop itself. There are areas in southwest Oklahoma that still look decent if producers have not had a grazing situation on the farm right now, as well as in northwest Oklahoma. We do have areas in central Oklahoma where we've had more grazing take place, and I think that we're really going to see the impacts on the crop with that overall. Suspect that we may never see that harvested based on just what we're seeing in the field right now with winter kill this late in the season. USDA was putting us out last week at 92% abnormally dry. So 87% of the state was considered to be in a moderate to exceptional drought category. In the past, we've seen it turn off dry from February until the end, and then the producers have not had much of a crop. But we've been exceptionally dry now from the end of October up to this point, and it is really going to be essential now that we start getting rain here in the next week or two. I also have talked to producers out in the field just this week that are saying that, you know, while they have decent stands and they've done all the management practices to ensure that they have the potential for a good crop, they're really starting to see areas where maybe the soil type is not as good, or higher areas in the field that are starting to get that blue look in the field, and that the crop is going backwards.
I guess even with some rain, then the decision has to be made by producers, given the incredible cost of fertilizer, nitrogen especially. Are they going to go ahead and step up and try to roll the dice, make sure, you know, saying, well, I think we'll get enough rain the rest of the way. I'll go ahead and put some food out there for the plants.
Absolutely. And I think that a lot of producers have went ahead and decided to go ahead and put some fertilizer applications on early in the season, right before maybe they would have a quarter inch of moisture, either with the past two snows or the last rain that we had had. You know, looking at that as a management system with the hopes that they would go back out there and put another split application on if we did get more moisture. And I think that that's where a lot of producers are just kind of waiting and seeing what the options are going to be from here on out. What I've noticed is that in the crop that's out there that has not been grazed or not been under a grazing management system, actually the stands look really well. I mean, we really have nice stands. The issue is that it is 2 to 3 weeks behind in a lot of instances. And then if you had that crop that was planted later, maybe even the last week of October up to the second week of November, you know, it's 4 to 5 weeks behind. And so certainly I think some of the things that may be helping us is that Easter is later this year. And if you look at that traditionally, when we have a later Easter, we don't have to worry as much about maturity and late freezes. But it's really going to push us, I think, moving forward for this crop to start getting into the final stages of the growth and development that needs to take place before we get into May for a successful harvest to continue.
I guess it all hinges on what that amount of moisture comes in the days to come then.
I think right now, especially in the next 2 to 3 weeks, it's going to be, you know, critical that we do receive moisture. And if we don't receive moisture at that point in time, certainly we're going to see major yield losses, I suspect.
Executive Director of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, Mike Schulte, talking about this 2022 hard red winter wheat crop as springtime has arrived. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.